Well, Martin, obviously, that's a job well done. Looking forward to another county final.
Yeah, look, it's great to be in that position in 2 weeks' time. So, look, we'll give it everything. We're just delighted to get over the line here today. And yeah. We have 2 big weeks ahead of us, no matter who we're playing now. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to be up against it. But we'll give it everything we can for the next 2 weeks and see where it takes us.
Game was played at a great pace right through. And maybe it dipped a bit in the second half. But I suppose the reality is you came from two down in the second quarter to go in 3-2 up at half time. That was a big turning point in the game.
Yeah, I think the game had to dip in its pace. I thought the first 15-20 minutes was played at a ferocious pace from both teams. It was the kickouts were on the button. The ball was hardly gone dead and the ball was in play again. There was a score at the other end. And it was a brilliant first 15-20 minutes, but the pace was going to drop, and we felt if we could stick with them for them first 15-20 minutes that our experience would kick in the latter half, and that's the way it worked out.
A very interesting statistic at half time. You had six different scores, so just them, they had three, and that probably proved a big factor as well.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that now, but look, we have a range of scores, and even some of the boys that came on off the bench offer us that variety too there, and we had other players that didn't come off the bench that would have got scores for us too if we needed them, but I wasn't aware of that. But it's a good stat to have that we can get scores from different areas of the field.
Yeah, you went 3-up then in the second half, I suppose, and went 3-up twice, and then you got hit with the goal.
Yeah, we went 4-up, I think we got the first 2 points second half to go 10-6 up, and I think they might have got back to a point or two, and then the goal obviously was a real killer, and they went 2 points up after that, so they did. But look, at we dug in for the last 10 minutes. Them boys are hurting this last couple of years not winning a championship, but I think that hunger really told in the last 10 minutes. They put their bodies in the line and they just give it up for them. But look, at it's going to count for nothing if we can't get over the line in 2 weeks. Yeah. So,
and the old heads of Anthony and Thompson played a big part in engineering that final score.
Ah, yeah, they did. Look, at we can talk about the old lads, and they were brilliant again today. But I thought Nathan Byrne at 18 years of age, the kick out he caught for one of them scores, and the vision to find Brendan McDyer, one of the passes in the free, and then Owen McGettigan, who's only 21, to kick that score. I thought the young lads really stepped up. The old lads give what they give all the time, but I thought the young lads were exceptional today, so they were.
Yeah, so it's a matter now of going out and watching the opposition and getting ready for 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, all the talk is that this is the county final out here now, the second game, so let's see how it goes, and look, we'll prepare our best we can, and we'll give it our best shot in 2 weeks and see where it takes us.